Elhamdülillahi Rabbil Alemin. Vessalatu vesselamu ala Resulina Muhammedin ve ala alihi ve sahbihi ecmain. Nahmadullahu Teala ve nestağfuru neşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve neşhedü enne seyyidena Muhammeden abduhu ve habibuhu ve resuluhu. Sallallahu aleyhi ve ala alihi ve ezvacihi ve esbahihi ve usfahi ve lefai raşidin el mertin min badi ve uzerere kemileti fil ahdik hususen minhum alel tahkik hulefai Resulullah alel tahkik emrel mu'minin Hazreti Ebu Bekir ve Ömer ve Osman ve Ali ve ala bakiyeti sahabeyi ve tabi'in رضوان الله تعالى عليهم اجمعين ايها المؤمنين الحاضرون اتقوا الله واتقوا ان الله هو الذي فك والذين هم مسلمون الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله thank him for our Lord Allah سبحانه وتعالى we are approaching another 3 months, the holy months, Recep, Şaban and Ramazan, inshallah. Inshallah Rahman. Allahu alem, by next week this time, Recep is entering. Recep is the month of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we must treat it properly. We must prepare ourselves because during that month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making it easier for us to be able to work against our ego. During that month the shaitans, they will be taking and putting in chains. During that month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering to his angels not to write down the wrong activities that his servants they are doing. Another name of that month, the deaf man, deaf and blind, doesn't see and doesn't hear. But Allah sees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. We must live according to that. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had created us and sent us here only to know him and to worship him. The only reason. No other excuses. The mankind now, east, west, north, south, believers, unbelievers, especially Muslims, top speed, running for dunya, being a slave to dunya. But this is not the reason of creation. Those who has heavy responsibilities, they do, they run. But you must keep your heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who has a free time, they must take that as of blessing to them to try to do more in the way of Allah and his prophet, to try to fix themselves a little more better every passing day and to prepare themselves to that journey that is waiting for. During this month, in the old days, the sheikhs, they were checking their murids and watching who is prepared and putting them into halwat, seclusion. It is said that today you're looking, not finding one. In the old days, they were running and preparing themselves. You cannot prepare yourself if you are still stuck and if you are in love with dunya. The love of dunya is the beginning of all troubles. You cannot love Allah and His Prophet properly if you have the love of dunya in your heart. You cannot run to do what Allah and His Prophet order properly if you have the love of dunya in your heart. But that dunya that you are walking on it, running on it, and running to fix it, to make it better, 100 times a day, it's screaming to a man saying, you are running wildly on top of me, but don't worry, I'm going to swallow you and finish you. You can escape. Millions came, billions came, and they were above me, stepping on it, but now they are inside. That end is going to come to us. Only those ones find safety there also, who didn't give too much attention to this dunya, who didn't care what dunya is offering or what it's taking away. Only thing they were worrying, Allah and His orders. Those ones, they found the safety. The rest, go speak to them if you can find some. Every day there is coming, it's coming with its own blessings, with its own secrets. Never same. This Juma has never happened before. It's happening now. The different blessing, different secrets coming down. This 3 months that is approaching never happened before. That's what you have to prepare yourself. It's like a man preparing himself so much, running here, running there, preparing nice clothes days and weeks before. What you doing this? Say to him, why are you doing all this? In this state, I have a wedding party to go. Very important. 1 month before, what month? 1 year before. Years before, preparing for that day. And that day, running, choosing the best of his clothes and everything, wearing, going there. Go and watch him. Half hour later, what kind of situation that man entered. All this preparation is to make him to become donkey. Nothing else. Going, showing a little bit later, start drinking. Donkey, if you say to donkey, donkey next to him, donkey will be upset, saying, I'm not that fool. This is what happened to an intern. Only thing, running top speed for their egoistic enjoyment, nothing else. From 7 years old to 70 years old, not sitting to think. Coming to masjid, they go to pray, always late. Say to them, I have party for you. Look how fast they go before than anybody else. They run, waiting outside. What is that? Never getting tired from this dream? Young generation that never happened before something like that, they may have right one time to run to see. Never getting tired, the elderly people, especially those who's passing 30 beyond, 30 years old and beyond. Not getting tired of it. Same thing, nothing is going to happen. Yes,
Because the man has nothing to replace with that emptiness. He's not running to say, this is the month of my Lord. This is the month of my Prophet. This is the month of Ummat. This is the month of this. This is the month of that. Then he will keep himself busy with that. If he doesn't have that, outside forum, running here and there, showing, I'm in the way of Allah, as soon as you give something, they run to the other side. That is not a complete faith. And that faith is not accepted in tariqat, especially. Tariqat is to give up from everything that you have. And from yourself, submitting yourself to your Shaykh, as you like, my Shaykh, not as I like. Not as I like that you're going to tell me, as you like. Believer must say that. If you are not saying that, you have not entered through the door of the tariqat yet. You may be claiming, loving, but you're not reaching that far. So in the old days, during this month, the sheikhs, they will put their murids into the halwat. They are entering to a halwat thinking that they're not coming back out from that halwat. It is a grape. They prepare themselves, they force themselves to extreme and limits, sleeping very little, eating, drinking very little, not having any malayani, but all the time worshipping, reciting, and making zikr. According to their effort, their Shaykh is watching them. After 40 days, they are opening one veil from their heart to see from the unseen world. And that time, the love of Akhirat entering to their heart and everything falls away. But the first, you must make the move. First, you have the car to use it, but you cannot just sit inside the car to say, go, I want to go here, I want to go there. You must put the ignition, you must start, and taking control and going here and there. The murid must do that. The rest belong to his chef. This is what we have lost. Because we lost this faith, we replace it with something else. And the replacement came to us from the unbeliever world. The replacement came to us from the preparation of Vatican, saying these Muslims, we have to change them. We have to make them to become complete full ones. They must forget about their Prophet. They must forget about their role models. They must run after what we are showing to them. You must go to them. You must say to them, look, the Western world, it is on top speed in the highest station of technology. The Western world in the highest station of civilization. You Muslims staying behind because your religion is no good. The religion of Isa is good. That's why Allah is supporting us. This is how they come in. First aim was to reach to Middle East and Africa countries. Now they are aimed to reach all the way to Central Asia, everywhere. This is a hidden agenda that they have. And millions of Muslims, they are following it. Millions of Muslims, they are following in it, saying, we must modernize ourselves. Holy Prophet gave us whatever is necessary. When they are in complete darkness, the Holy Prophet in the desert, teach people how to live. Teach them how to respect. He taught them how to love. Anyone who is holding tightly to that, they must win. It is impossible to lose. Anyone who is just saying, but not taking that and to applying to their lifestyle, they will lose dunya and they will lose ahirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ordering to us, saying to us, follow that prophet. Whatever he has ordered you, take it. Whatever he has forbidden you from, stop it. Holy Prophet alayhi wasalam, leaving to us his sahabi, saying to us, whatever they are showing to you, take it. Whatever they forbid you from, stop from it. Sahabi left the authority to tabi'in. The generation came after them. They say the same. Same up till 1900, that the last ruling of Islam, it's gone. Believers, they betrayed from inside. All believers, they betrayed for what? For this dunya, nothing else. For little money, they sold themselves. Couple of people took that money, but never give any benefit to them, or to their children, or to their grandchildren. They lost, and the whole nation lost. We must wake up. We must look. Anywhere we found, the forgotten acts and the teachings and the actions of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, we must take. We must apply to our life. That's the only way we are in. No other way. Holy Prophet saying to us through another hadith, in ahir zaman, my sunnah is going to be forgotten. People, they're going to replace it, my sunnah, with an innovation. No blessing is going to come to them. Anywhere you are founding my sunnah, you must take it. If you are carrying one of my sunnah, that time you will be receiving the reward of 100 martyrs in judgment day. Now it's up to you. However you want to do. The message is there. Has not changed. It's not going to change. People stay changing according to their own ego, but the message is not changing. We must look. There is certain things we cannot give up if the whole world stands up front of us. Impossible. Not the world, all your family. This is the matter of faith. And Allah is testing us. He is saying to us, all your belongings, worldly wealth, and your own children, to know that that is only a confusion to you. It's nothing else. We must take this very carefully, because we are watching the believers. They are saying something else, but they are living different lifestyle, or they are admiring the different lifestyle. It's not acceptable. If we are admiring to the lifestyle, the Sahabi Kiram, it is good. If we are admiring the lifestyle that the Holy Prophet brought to us, it is good. You cannot admire the wrong lifestyle. If you are admiring that lifestyle, you will be considered one of them. This is what Holy Prophet is saying to us also. We must check ourselves during this month from time to time. You cannot enter. You are not in this station yet to enter to halwat, time to time you must sit, especially between Asr and Maghrib time, to sit and think, meditate, new way meditation, dancing and fantasizing. No, meditation is to sitting down, deeply putting yourself and thinking in your life, what did you do, how you did it, why you did it, where you make the mistake, how you going to correct it. You must go back, you must find, you must understand, you must ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That time help will reach. Allah looks at us according to our sincerity and the help will reach for us. If the help start reaching, it is very easy. 1, 2, 3, you may come out from that mess. Otherwise, you will say something else and you will live different lifestyle. And when the angel of death comes and takes us, we will go out from this world as a hypocrite. They say something else and they live some other lifestyle. It's not acceptable. Allah sent us the Prophet. He kept that Prophet among us almost more than any other prophets to teach us, to teach all the generation that is coming after him how they're going to live. Whatever he brought to us, that is a law you must take. You must take as of whatever the Prophet brought to us, this is what Allah loves, this is what he wants. We must take that, we must apply to our life. So during this Rajab that is coming, inshallah, we must make intention from now that to prepare ourselves to become a better servant to our Lord. If we do that, we will win for ourselves. If we don't do it, everyone is going to go to their own grave by themselves. No one is going to be helping others that time. And don't make no mistake, Holy Prophet ﷺ saying to his daughter, "Oh my daughter Fatima, what are you preparing? Be careful. Accounting, you're going to be alone. Allah is not going to look at you. You are the daughter of the Prophet." Or, matter of fact, Holy Prophet forbid us to be proud with our lineage, with our generation. So those are their good ones, they pass. If you think that they are good ones, you must follow them with your lifestyle, not to just to go around to say, "I am this one, I am that one." The first Juma of this Rajab that is coming, inshallah Rahman, the first Kandil, Ragaib Kandil, we must also prepare ourselves for that, inshallah. If we do, we will win. If we don't do, whatever the Wahhabis they win, that's what those they're going to win too. We must show care. We must make a difference. We must prepare ourselves what is coming. We must know that this month, this Rajab that is coming, never happened before. It's going to happen new. You're not knowing what is the secrets in it that is coming with and what is going to give to you. If you are treating it properly, definitely there is so much secret in it that you're going to benefit from. If you are not treating it properly, it will come and it will go again. As so many years passing, so many months are passing, if you're taking benefit, it is for you. Ameen, ameen, ameen.